Masechet Avodazor, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ve'noisin tachshitin la'avodazor. You're not allowed to make jewelry which will be given to a guy who will put the jewelry on an avodazor. Kudlos unuzamim v'tabos, such as necklaces, nose rings, and regular rings. Rabbi Eliezer Omer v'schar mutar. Rabbi Eliezer said that if you're receiving wages for making this jewelry, in such a case, the Chachamim allow you to make the jewelry, even though it will eventually be put on an avodazor. Now, some people are not gorus. This is part of the Mishnah. And they say there's no way that anybody would be matur to make jewelry which will be put on an avodah zarah. So they say to take this out of the Mishnah. Ein mochron lehem b'mechubar lekarka. You're not allowed to sell to a guy anything attached to the ground, such as houses or trees or produce. The reason for this iser is the pasuk says lo techanim, and Chazal darshan from there lo titein lo chaniyah b'karka. You should not give a guy an encampment in the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and anything attached to the ground is considered chaniyah b'karka. Avo mochron hu mishiyi katzit. But you could sell him something that was attached to the ground after it has been cut off. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mochor hu lo amanas lakoitz. Rabbi Yehuda says you can sell him something that's still attached to the ground as long as there is a precondition in the sale that the guy will cut it off after he buys it. Ein maskirin lahem batei in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein tzarach lo amar sadot. You cannot rent houses to goyim in Eretz Yisrael. As we saw before, that you're not allowed to sell anything attached to the ground in Eretz Yisrael, and so too the Chacham offer you to rent houses that are attached to the ground, as they're afraid that if we allow you to rent, you would end up selling the houses in Eretz Yisrael, which is Asur Min HaTorah. And certainly fields you cannot rent to Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, as there's two possible Isurim in selling a field to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. One, because you're being over on that which the Pasuk says, Lo Techaneh, and also because you're being Maskia, the field from Maitreth, as when the field was in the hands of a Yisrael, Maitreth was taken from the produce grown on it. And when you give it to a guy, rent it to a guy, or sell it to a guy, he will no longer take miser from the producer. Therefore, you cannot rent fields to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Uvesuria maskirin lahem batim avolo sados. In Syria, which David captured and added on to Eretz Yisrael, now Syria does not have the same kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, the Chachamim allow you to rent houses to Goyim in Syria, as we do not make it there not to allow you to rent houses to Goyim, and even if you would sell houses to Goyim in Syria, that would only be Asur Derabbanan, that which the Torah says not to give Chaniyah B'Karka to a guy, that's only in Eretz Yisrael itself, not in Syria. But fields you cannot rent to Goyim in Syria, because by fields, since there are two Isurim in selling fields to a guy, even in Syria, the Chacham were guided that you cannot rent fields to a guy. Uvechutzlaret mochron lehem batim umaskirin sados divrei Rabbi Meir. In Chutzlaret, other parts of Chutzlaret besides Syria, you can sell them houses, and you could rent them fields, according to Rabbi Meir. As since in Chutzlaret there is no Isra Chaniyah B'Karkin, it's much farther away from Eretz Yisrael than Syria, so therefore they weren't even geyser mechira in Chutzlaret, atu mechira in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore you can sell them houses in Chutzlaret, and you could rent them fields in Chutzlaret, but you can't sell them fields. And since there are two Isurim in selling fields to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham were guided that even in Chutzlaret, which is much farther from Eretz Yisrael than Syria, you cannot sell fields to a guy. Rabbi Yossi, I'm here for Eretz Yisrael, maskirin lahem batim, avo lo sados. Rabbi Yossi is more makel than Rabbi Meir. He says in Eretz Yisrael, you could rent houses to a guy. The Chacham were not guided not to allow you to rent houses to a guy, but fields you cannot rent to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. And since when you sell a field to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, you're over on two Isurim, you're over on Lo Techanim, and also you're being maskia the field from Maisers. Maisers will no longer be taken from the field, so therefore the Chacham were guys are not to allow you to rent fields either to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Uvesuria mochron batim umaskirin sados. And in Syria, which does not have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, you can sell houses to a guy, and you can rent fields to a guy, but you cannot sell fields to a guy in Syria as the Chachamim where guys are not to allow you to sell fields to a guy in Syria. Uvechutzlaret mochren elu ve'elu. And in Chutzlaret, which is farther away from Eretz Yisrael than Syria, you can sell both fields and houses as a chacham or not guys at all in Chutzlaret, according to Rabbi Yossi. Now that which Rabbi Yossi said that you could rent houses to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, he does hold, though, that you cannot rent three houses together to Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, and that would create a neighborhood of Goyim, and that, even according to Rabbi Yossi, would be also to do in Eretz Yisrael. Even in a place where the Chacham allow you to rent a house to a guy, such as in Syria, according to Rabbi Meir, as in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yossi, Lo lebeis dira amru. They did not allow you to rent the house to a guy so that he would use it for his living quarters. You could only rent it to him if he would use it as storage. Mipnei shehu machnes l'tocho avodah zar. Because a guy brings avodah zar into his living quarters. Shenemar, and the pasuk says, v'lo tavi to'eva beisecha, you should not bring an avodah zar into your house. And since when you rent the house to a guy, it still belongs to you, when he brings an avodah zar inside, you will be over on this pasuk. But in chutzlar, though, everybody agrees that you could rent the house to a guy, even though he might bring an avodah zar into his house. The reason why it is mutter is because this pasuk is not really referring to a guy that brings an avodah zar into the house of a Yisrael. It's really referring to a Yisrael that brings an avodah zar into his own house. Just that in Eretz Yisrael, since you're mechuyev to uproot the avodah zar in Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham also asked you to rent the house to a guy to be used as living quarters, since he might bring in an avodah zar. And they mention this pasuk as an asmachta. But in chutzlars, where you're not mechuyev to uproot the avodah zar in chutzlars, the Chacham did not ask you to rent the house to a guy to be used as living quarters, even though he might bring in an avodah zar. Uvachol makom lo yaskelo es hamerchad. And in all areas, you cannot rent a bathhouse to a guy, even in chutzlars, mipnei shehi nikreis al shmo. The reason being is that even after you rent the bathhouse to a guy, it's still called on your name. People will think that you are still the bialis of the merchat, that you're still running it. And when they see that the guy is running the merchat on Shabbat, they will think you hired him to do so, which is also you cannot hire a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbat. So therefore, the Chacham asks you to rent a merchat to a guy, even in chutzlars.